So that was Mission Giant live here in the Rocket Radio Studios with one of their newer tracks, Potential for Future Dynamics. And we were going to speak with them a little bit this evening. They have quite a conglomeration of gear set up in here. In fact, they're doing this little L shape around the room. The bass player is like way off in a corner. There's a Moog over there. Sony, you want to pick up a mic real quick? So, introduce yourselves just a little bit. There's a lot of you guys here.
Shane.
Shane?
I'm Gavin. Corbett. Micah.
I'm Aaron.
All right. Now, most of you guys are playing keyboards, except for we have one bassist going on. You
that
guys
always changes, though.
Right. Now, your instrumentation is unusual. You've got, you know, your keyboards, but then you guys throw a lot of things into the mix that are not your average kind of keyboard stuff.
We play toys.
Right. In fact,
laptop.
There's a little guitar thing sitting over here. What is this? It's like a toy.
You know, actually know the name of this toy? Yeah.
Some sort of
electronic guitar.
It's Groovy Tunes electronic
Groovy
guitar.
Groovy Tunes electronic guitar.
Yeah, the whole play school kind of thing. Thrown into the mix there, and then there's a lot of analog stuff. Of course, you know, you guys do the Moog thing, and your logo is actually Moog with the missing the O's, right? But what other analog keyboard gear do you guys use?
A
lot of Korgs.
Yeah, right now we're kind of in this Korg mode because I guess they've been making some good stuff, the newer stuff, but studio stuff tends to be a little different than live setup. Studio tends to be more like just throw everything in that feels right at the time, and that a lot of times it doesn't work, you know, in a live setting.
Right.
SEO.
Yeah.
Well, I've always kind of.
I think everybody in the band has an SK1.
Yeah, pretty much. We don't really have any rules, or you know, we don't have a rule, but except for that, if it makes noise, we're gonna plug it in and see what it does.
Now, the toys you guys use, do you guys circuit bend those to be able to plug them in, or?
We have a friend, Marshall Garth Thompson, who does a lot of really great circuit bending, and you can go to his website. Is it sailormouth.org?
Sailormouth.org.
Yeah, go to sailormouth.org, and you can see his alterations. He's a genius.
And he's very nice about letting us use his concoctions.
Concoctions is a good word for anything that has to do with circuit bending.
Also, Jeremy Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a guy that helps us do a lot of the visual stuff that we do live, Jeremy Johnson. He dabbles in the circuit bending too.
And any toy that we use, we at least have to have some sort of output jack added
right.
to it, so we can run it through effects pedals and get some unusual sounds out of it that you might not normally hear.
Do you guys use generally pedals for your effects, or do you use like, you know,
it's whatever works.
I mean, you know.
We record a lot of stuff into the computer nowadays. We've done, you know, sometimes it works better if we're using 4-track tape or whatever. But, you know, if it helps it, we'll do it.
We like to do things wrong a lot.
Yeah. the wrong way.
Well, it gives that certifiably lo-fi sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, a lot of you have experience from past bands that you've brought into the fold here. There were some that I hadn't heard of before, some that I'm just now starting to get familiar with, some that I think everybody knows about. What have you guys done in the past, like genre-wise, that you guys kind of bring into Mission Giant? I know it's a large, long list, so.
Corbett was in a huge rock band.
Yeah, so I don't know if that means I bring in the rock, or if since I've done that, I try to maybe move away from it, but, you know.
It could go both ways.
Yeah, it totally does. Every which way, but loose.
What would you say your bigger influences are?
Me personally, Kiss.
I could definitely hear it, yeah.
Definitely Devo and definitely Negative Land.
Negative Land is always fun.
Kraftwerk, Suicide.
Gary Numan.
Yeah.
There you go.
Chris Shaker.
It's true, though.
There we go. So you guys played a show earlier on tonight at the Dallas Museum of Art, and you guys have another thing coming up tomorrow night, right?
Yes, which we want to gratuitously plug.
Oh, no, it's next Friday.
Next Friday.
A week from today.
Yeah, oh, it's a week from today? Oh, it is. It's the 30th. I keep thinking the 30th is tomorrow. I'm kind of skipping ahead a little. But that's out at what, Haley's in Denton?
It's a new club in Denton called Haley's, and it's actually really great there. Really
I've heard good things so far.
Yeah, the sound system is great, and Glenn and all the people that work there are really nice, and it's going to be a great place to see some local and foreign shows, too.
So where is Haley's?
That's on Mulberry, just off the square.
Just off the square?
Excellent.
I love it. Would you like to do some underwriting speak? in any event, yeah. So, Haley's, they had the Suicide Girls thing there last week, and of course that was a Friday, so I didn't get to go. But and you're doing your CD release party for Brotherhood of the Plug, right?
Yep.
Yes.
So, Brotherhood of the Plug, new CD. I'm kind of curious what where that title came from, to some degree. It's almost obvious, but it almost sounds like it's got a little bit of a story behind it.
Basically, we're all a little slow, and we like to have a lot of fun, and it kind of came out of just being completely silly. So.
Plus, just our deep, deep roots in the medieval, like, society.
I think that started with Corbett reading The Hobbit.
Yeah, actually, that's what it was. It was me reading Lord of the Rings in the car on the way to a show in Houston, I believe.
That was it? It didn't have anything to do with the tunics?
I remember the tunics with the big, like...
That was actually for your show.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you guys have the most interesting costuming I have seen in a long time. And it kind of tends to change around. Like, tonight you guys are all in, like, this, like, white doctor kind of thing with black paint smudged all over your furniture. You almost look like you went to town on your keyboards and just started tinkering or something.
Well, that's probably something that might explain us a little more, is just the fact that we're all not musicians. You know, we all went to art school, and
that's what happens.
And yeah, we just love what sound, I think, for the most part. And so our art background tends to make us try to be more of a visual band also.
Right, Lee.
And that's something that's equally as important to us.
Agreed.
Most of us met through that kind of way, like all of us were members of the Good Bad Art Collective in Denton, and if not, we all went to school up at North Texas, and just kind of started bumping into each other, and it worked out.
Well, there you go. Yeah, your costuming is definitely swell. How many different outfits have you guys concocted that you rotate?
However many shows.
I don't know. I think I've seen you guys wear the same thing twice. I think.
It's a possibility.
We try not to. But
yeah.
Maybe 30 to 40 different outfits that end up just hanging in the
closet. Yeah, that's a whole closet worth of...
It's actually kind of based, like, I don't know if anybody remembers units, but sometimes we have these, like, little sections of outfits that kind of go together in different ways. But,
units. Units. Where's your little belts? You know, I was moving the other day and I found an old units belt. I don't know what I'm going to do with it now.
You know, if you had a sash, you could throw it over and make some sort of tunic out of it.
There you go. And you know, the 80s are back, so. All right, what's the next song you guys have to play tonight?
Inhaler Voice, and it will feature that little toy guitar we were talking about earlier this evening.
We'll rock on. You guys want to go ahead and get to it?
Oh, wow. Hold on.
Must run across room.
Hey, there's a camera guy in the way over here.